So to continue with Buddhism and the 12 steps, so he sent in a list of the Codependence Anonymous 12 steps, or CODA. Okay, so one, we admit we are powerless over others, that our lives have become unmanageable. Definitely, Buddha's been telling us that for a long time. And in going through these 12, I want to kind of talk about how to make them particularly Buddhist, because that was his question. Two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Now here, we have to understand power greater than ourselves. From a Buddhist perspective, if you're looking for someone or something external to you to fix your problems, it's not going to work. Okay? So power greater than ourselves. Maybe we could say, we could talk about the true path and true cessations, the Dharma refuge. Okay? That's a power greater than ourselves that could restore us to sanity. Okay? So that we want the true cessations and true paths, because when we actualize that, then our mind is truly healed and healthy. And then the Buddha is the one who teaches that. The Sangha are the ones who aid us in practicing. Okay, so maybe you could say here, I came to believe that refuge in the three jewels could restore me to sanity. Yeah. Yeah, if we reword it like that. Then three, I made a decision to turn off my will and life, we made a decision to turn our will and lives over to the care of God as we understand God. Well, if you understand God as Dharma practice and developing your own inner wisdom and your own compassion, then that works, okay? So we may, and here when it says our will, I'm not quite sure, our will. Maybe if we say we made a decision to turn our choices and our lives over to the care of wisdom and compassion as taught by the Buddha. How would that be?
I like that.
Yeah?
I think that's about letting go from the codependent point of view also, our will.
Uh-huh.
Trying to make people change, trying to make something happen. So
okay. So the will you think is especially important in codependent thing, because you're codependent, you're trying to make people
stop trying to change people.
Okay. Yeah. And then four, make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Right on. Mm-hmm. That is the third of the seven limb prayer, you know, and then doing that with the four opponent powers. Very, very important. So it's interesting how that comes at the beginning of the 12 steps. And similarly, in our Dharma practice, we start purification right from the beginning and then continue it on through. Somebody want to close that window in the back there? And then five, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. So here, I would again say we admitted in the presence of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Yeah? Pardon me?
Our mistakes.
Yeah.
He says wrongs.
Wrongs. Here it says wrongs.
I guess it could be, this depends on how you load it.
Yeah. Yeah. We admitted, let's say, to the three jewels, to ourselves, and to another human being who we trust, I would add that in, the exact nature of our destructive actions. How's that? Okay, so that is, yes, definitely, you know, completely in line with the Buddha Dharma. And then six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. That one needs some work. Okay? Because even if you switch God to, you know, put in Buddha, or, you know, even put in the three jewels, that they're going to remove our character defects? No. So we're entirely ready to have the three jewels and our spiritual mentors teach us and guide us so that we can do the practice that removes our mental afflictions. Yeah. How did I start it out? We're entirely ready. Yeah. So we have to be receptive to doing this, which means that we've looked at our lives and we're fed up. You know, we're fed up with continuously creating negative karma, experiencing suffering in samsara, and we really want to get rid of the ignorance and the afflictions that cause all of this. Okay, so we are entirely ready to request the three jewels, yeah, and our spiritual mentor. That's important too. The three jewels and our spiritual mentors to teach us the methods and to guide us in the practice so that we can remove our afflictions and negativities. How's that? Okay. Seven, humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. That one just got bounced. That doesn't work in Buddhism at all. Okay. So humbly, I think humbly is very important. You know, not like, well, now I've got it all together and I'm going to, you know, fix myself and it's all settled and taken care of. But humbly, because we know our mind is overwhelmed by afflictions and karma, we request inspiration from the three jewels so that our minds become receptive to their enlightening activities. Yeah?
I was thinking, too, maybe it could be that we open ourselves to the feedback from a spiritual mentor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ah.
We say, I'm going to follow the
okay.
advice or training.
Okay, so let's make it two things. What was the one I just said? Humbly. To request the three jewels for their inspiration so that we can be receptive to their enlightening activity, and humbly humbly make ourselves receptive to the instructions and advice of our spiritual mentors. I think that's a good place to stop for today. We'll do the others tomorrow.